Trump calls on Congress to codify most favored nation program to keep drug prices low. By Sean Moran on February 24, 2026. President Donald Trump, during Tuesday's State of the Union address, called on Congress to enact his most favored nation program to keep drug prices low. Trump said he enacted most favored nation agreements to address the issue that Americans by far pay the highest cost for prescription drugs, and to ensure that Americans pay the lowest cost for prescription drugs. I took prescription drugs, a very big part of health care, from the highest price in the entire world to the lowest. That's a big achievement, he said. Trump recognized Katherine Rayner, a Navy spouse battling infertility, who stands to benefit from the president's most favored policies. For 5 years, she and her husband have struggled with infertility, and they turned to IVF. One drug has been costing Katherine $4,000 per purchase. But a few weeks ago, she logged onto the TrumpRx.gov website and got that same drug for just $500, a reduction of more than $3,500. Katherine, we are all praying for you, you're going to be a great mom. Now, I am calling on Congress to codify my most favored nation program into law, Trump said. Trump called on Congress to codify his reforms. So, now I'm calling on Congress to codify my most favored nation program into law, the president said. However, he mused that future presidents may not want to scrap the policy because it would lead to higher prices. He then called on Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, and Senate Majority Leader John Thune, RSD, to codify the reform.